3 days later, the Conqueror limped back to its fleet. While its hull had sustained extensive damage, most of it was superficial. The real losses had been in terms of crew. Fully half the indentured serfs and trained mortal crew were dead. On a ship of such grand size, the several thousand that remained alive were almost counted a skeleton crew. Of the 3,000 warriors Angron took with him aboard his flagship, barely a third had returned. The Eldar reaped a bloody toll in their defeat, and the 12th Legion's funerary rites lasted day and night while the ship sailed back to its kindred. The airlocks opened and closed, silent maws yawning into the void, exhaling the shrouded bodies of slain world-eaters and crew. Lorgar made ready to depart the Conqueror and bid farewell to his brother on the embarkation deck.
It was good to purge some of the bad blood between us.
To his credit, he managed to keep his rebellious muscles from twitching, no matter how the butcher's nails stabbed at his nervous system.
For now, let neither of us pretend it will last forever.
Angron wiped his bleeding nose on the back of his hand.
You said something on the enemy ship. Something about the nails?
Lorgar thought for a moment.
I do not recall.
I do. You said the implants were killing me.
Lorgar shook his head, offering his kindest, most sincere smile. In his mind, he heard the Eldar Reaver's words once more.
The one to become the Blood God's son. The pain engines bend the soul to the eightfold path. That path leads to the Skull Throne.
I was wrong, and my concern was foolish. You have survived this long. You will endure into the future.
You are lying to me, Lorgar.
For once, Angron, I am not. Your butcher's nails will never kill you. I am certain of that. If I could ease some of the pain you must be suffering, then I would. But they cannot be removed, and tampering with them is likely to kill you just as quickly as removing them. They are as much a part of you now as the weapons you wield and the scars you carry.
If you're not lying, you are at least hiding something.
Lorgar smiled, deceitless in his regret.
I am hiding many things. We will speak of them in time. They are not secrets, merely truths that cannot bloom until the moment is right. And the pieces of this great puzzle begin to fall into place. There is much I do not yet understand myself.
The world-eater's Primarch bared his teeth in a metallic smile. It contained nothing of warmth.
Back to your ship then, Crusader. It was a pleasure to shed blood with you while it lasted.
Lorgar nodded, not looking back over his shoulder as he ascended the ramp into his gunship.
Farewell, brother.
Angron watched the gunship leave the embarkation deck and streak away towards the Fidelitas Lex.
Khan.
The equerry moved forward from his master's honor guard, who stood silently in their hulking Terminator armor.
Yes.
Lorgar has changed, yet he still keeps his secrets beneath a forked tongue. What is the name of the word-bearer you duel with?
Argel Tal, the 7th captain.
You have known him long, yes?
Decades. We fought together in 3 compliances. Why do you ask?
The Primarch didn't answer at once. He reached back to scratch the back of his head. The flesh felt raw, swollen. The headache was worse than usual, coming to a crest. He could feel a trickle of blood worming a warm trail down his neck, running from his ear.
We have many months of difficult unity with the word bearers ahead of us. Remain vigilant, Khan. That is all I ask.